It's that unique time of year when the air gets crisper, the days get shorter, and Vermont's mountains and hillsides burst with reds, oranges, and yellows. You guessed it, it's foliage season. And while you can hop on a major highway to see some brilliant hues, for people visiting the region or new to it, finding that idyllic, non-interstate highway foliage drive can be tricky. But not to worry, this year we have you covered. A bunch of Vermont Public staff created a list of our 10 favorite fall foliage drives. And here to talk with me about it is Vermont Public's April McCullum, who is an editor in our newsroom when she's not out leaf peeping. April, happy autumn, and thanks for being here today.
Hi, Jen.
So, April, as someone who has been steeped in this guide for the past many weeks, how would you describe the fall foliage drive guide to listeners?
Yeah, when you open it up, you'll find 10 driving routes that we think are great for fall views. And some of these are relatively short. Some of them you can make a day of it, especially if you do the stops on the way that we suggest. And we also have some extra add-ons that aren't too far from the route that might be worth a visit as well. And so you can really customize it to whatever you're interested in. We suggest things like short hikes, museums, historical attractions, cheese making, apple picking. And because it's Vermont Public, we also gave you some suggested listening that you can pull up and listen to in your car along the way, stories that relate to the areas that you're driving through. So we really hope you'll enjoy that. And I will just shout out our illustrator, Laura Nakasaka, who made this whole thing look beautiful with hand-drawn maps for each one of these routes, in addition to our Google Map link that we'll give you for each one as well.
April, I mean, Vermont is full of amazing foliage treks. So how on earth were you all able to whittle it down to just 10 drives?
That was the challenge of this whole thing. And so, yes, like we said, we relied on staff recommendations, people who recommended a particular road, and then we tried to figure out a route that would incorporate that road and some fun things that are nearby, especially if there's free activities nearby, we would give that some bonus points. We also just wanted to make sure that the whole state was covered. And so we did our best to represent each major region of the state so that there's something for everybody. And I will say these are not secret roads. A couple of them are even like official scenic byways, but we hope that they're not just the obvious ones. Like, we love Stowe, but we gave you some alternatives if you don't want to be stuck in traffic in Stowe or in the Notch. And at the end of the day, these are just suggestions to get you started because pretty much any road in Vermont this time of year is beautiful.
So true. And so no interstate highways and no class 4 roads either.
That's right.
Okay. Well, April, as you well know, Vermont is experiencing drought conditions statewide. How is that impacting this year's foliage?
It's put stress and strain on the trees. And so some of them may have turned earlier or just maybe aren't as vibrant as they would be in a more typical year. And so some places of the state that are more dry have already passed peak at this point. But it's still beautiful and it can vary from region to region. Jen, I know you were talking earlier off mic about how you had seen a big variety in the regions when you were driving around.
For sure. Like, Vermont really is a big, brave little state. So my husband and I went from Addison County out through Washington County up to the Northeast Kingdom to do a corn maze in preparation for this conversation, April. I needed a fall foliage drive. And I was amazed how much color there was up in the kingdom compared to how green it is down by us in Addison County.
Yeah. And so since we have drives for the whole state, you know, as the season progresses, we got you. And we hope that you'll enjoy these routes.
So, April, if there's a final thought you might leave us with, what would it be?
I'd say this is a great time of year to go out and play tourist, even if you've lived here your whole life. There are going to be thousands of people who are on the roads, who may not know the region well, who may not know the roads well, and just be patient with them. This is a chance to be an ambassador for the state of Vermont and also just enjoy this gorgeous natural beauty alongside the visitors who flock here for it every year. So just enjoy it, be patient, and be respectful.
That's Vermont Public's April McCullum talking about our brand new fall foliage guide with 10 staff favorite drives. You can find it at vermontpublic.org/fall. April, happy leaf peeping and drive safely out there.
You too. Thanks, Jen.